WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News.
Candidates Forum, Bill Stahl. I'm Elliot Francis. The major candidates talking back-to-back but not face-to-face Wednesday in a televised forum on national security issues, Bob Costantini reports.
On the NBC News Commander-in-Chief Forum, Hillary Clinton took on the lingering controversy over her use of a private email system.
Classified material has a header which says top secret, secret, confidential. None of the emails sent or received by me had such a header.
But she admitted again it was bad judgment to use the private system for any government business. Host Matt Lauer gave Donald Trump the chance to discuss his judgment.
But what have you done in your life that prepares you to send men and women of the United States into harm's way?
Well, I think the main thing is I have great judgment. I have good judgment. I know what's going on. I've called so many of the shots.
Bob Costantini, Washington.
Still no go in Congress on a funding measure to halt the spread of the Zika virus. GOP House members objecting to a short-term spending compromise. I'm Elliot Francis. Donald Trump is ending his blacklist of news outlets. Correspondent Jen Johnson reports.
The Trump campaign says it will approve requests for news organizations that were banned from official attendance at his campaign events by the end of the week. The so-called blacklist was formalized last June. In most cases, reporters from outlets like The Washington Post, Politico, The Huffington Post, and even at times Univision were compelled to attend the candidates' rallies as members of the general public. They lacked access and privileges, though. And press freedom advocates criticized it because it set a precedent for some possibly chilling effects on freedom of journalistic access. I'm Jan Johnson.
Russia's foreign minister and secretary of state John Kerry head to Geneva today where they'll discuss a possible Syrian deal. Following months of talks, Russia is a key ally of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, and the U.S. supports the rebels who are fighting to overthrow him. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. The Metro Board today starting the process of changing the system's opening and closing times once the SafeTrack program is complete.
GM Paul Wiedefeld's proposed making midnight closures 7 days a week permanent.
I'm still a late night person.
Board of Directors Chairman Jack Evans still wants to see Metro stay open later Friday and Saturday nights, which means he's looking for other creative solutions to increase track maintenance time. Some proposals now include closing at 11:30 on weeknights or closing at 10 Sunday nights.
Staying like we are is not an option because the system has fallen apart. There's got to be a change, and we have to decide where those changes are going to be.
Metro says they may also look into more late-night bus service. The public can give its input next month with the final plan up for a vote in December. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
We're learning now that the Montgomery County Fire Department has responded to the Flower Branch apartments for the smell of natural gas 18 times since the deadly August 10th natural gas explosion and fire.
Only one time did we find any gas, and that was very minor.
Fire spokesman Pete Perringer says the confirmed leak came from a stove.
The gas company was able to come and take care of it.
Resident Felicia Prosper lives in the building behind the one that exploded. She says after the evacuation order was lifted and she returned to her apartment, she smelled gas.
Washington Gas came and API came and they said everything was fine.
Still, she's afraid to cook.
Because of what happened, we don't know exactly if that's going to continue to happen.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A week after Maryland Governor Larry Hogan's executive order barring schools from opening before Labor Day, State Treasurer Nancy Kopp criticized the move during a meeting of the Maryland Board of Public Works, and the governor responded.
I appreciate your opinion. It just happens to be wrong.
It is not wrong, though, that commission never proposed that an executive order take the place.
No, that's true, but the legislature failed to act for several years, so we decided to do so.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,526, the NASDAQ at 52.84. Sports, the Nats win, but Steven Strasburg leaves the game with another injury. The O's lose to the Rays. WNBA, the Mystics win. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings in the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? Are those high energy bills taking a toll on your wallet? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. That's right. For a limited time, you can have energy-efficient comfort for only $83 a month. For details and to schedule your free estimate, call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
At Inova Sports Medicine, we know an athlete's passion for the game doesn't go out, even if his knee does.
If you love to play, you want to, whether you're 6 or 16 or 60. The physicians at Inova Sports Medicine are helping athletes all over the area get their knees, shoulders, shins, and every other part back in the game. To learn more, visit inova.org/sportsmedicine. Inova, the official sports medicine partner of the Washington Redskins and the Washington Nationals.
505 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And lanes open around the Beltway, Bethesda, Silver Spring, in fact, the entire Beltway, Maryland and Virginia. No problems coming in from the west out of Gainesville. Continuing inside the Beltway through Falls Church, Roslyn, 95 and 395. Nice quiet ride as well. Heading through town across the 14th Street Bridge, Freeway, Suitland Parkway, South Capitol Street, and bridges heading into town without any reported incidents. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures staying hot and above 90 degrees as we'll continue to see the numbers soar into the upper 90s today. 100's the record. The market at 97. A stray shower, maybe a thunder shower. Clouds and clear sky tonight. Warm, humid, 78. Tomorrow afternoon, showers and thunderstorms, 94. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 71 in Warrenton, 76 in Bethesda, 76 in Washington. Washington's professional women's soccer team has come up with a new way of avoiding a national anthem controversy. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning, everybody. 507 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It is a Thursday morning. It's Thursday all day long, and we've got great stuff for you lined up while you get up and around and start your day. Coming up at 7:05, Susan Ferriccio with the Washington Examiner will be along. Congress trying to figure out what to do with Zika, and they hit the wall yesterday. We'll have more on that. At 7:35, Stephen Overly is a tech reporter for the Washington Post. Hey, there's a new iPhone coming. iPhone 7, are you ready? And then at 8:35, it's Jake Tapper of CNN. I'm Brian Wilson. Larry O'Connor remains on vacation this week, and we are again very pleased to be joined by Cheryl Lynn LaVon. She worked at the RNC. She worked up on Capitol Hill. She's a TV strategist, talks about political strategy on TV all the time. Good to have you, Cheryl Lynn, once again.
Good morning. Glad to be with you for day two.
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, you may be shocked to hear this, but today is the 50th anniversary of Star Trek. It was 50 years ago on the National Broadcasting Company, NBC, where Star Trek first burst onto the scene and began probably one of the most amazing runs in television. It's been on television in a couple of iterations. It's been the subject of movies. There have been a whole bunch of follow-on series. There's a new series being considered, actually going to run next year on CBS, called Star Trek Discovery. The Star Trek franchise is amazing. But some people like the old, and some people like the newer version, the next generation version. Are you a Kirk person? Are you a Picard person? Which did you prefer? Did you prefer the old Star Trek with Captain Kirk, William Shatner? Or did you like John Paul Picard, and the Next Generation? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. This is a battle for the ages. This is a battle for the ages.
So Brian,
because when you have a Star Trek battle, you have to have the Star Trek fight scene music. So battle it out, folks. I want you to know, I want to know from you, which one did you like the best? Did you like the Next Generation? Did you like Star Trek? Are you Kirk? Or are you Team Picard? Give us a call, 888-630-9625.
What are you, Brian?
Well, look, when I was a young man on the playgrounds of Odessa, Texas, at John Ireland Elementary School in Odessa, Texas, there were kids who listened. There were two camps.
Right.
It wasn't, of course, Next Generation had even been thought of yet. So there was Star Trek, and there was Lost in Space.
Now, oh, right.
And I want to say to you that I was a Lost in Space guy.
I agree.
As a young man. And then as I got a little older and Star Trek started to run again in syndication after school, when I was like in middle school, junior high, I became a real fan of the original series, as many people did.
Right.
It was more successful in syndication
I
than it was
so
originally.
Yep.
And that's when a lot of people really became true fans of the Star Trek, the original series. And then... Years later, you know, after it passed from the scene, they decided they would try again, and they came up with this idea of the Next Generation, Jean-Luc Picard, and the whole cast on the Enterprise, and that, I got to tell you, I really fell in love with that series.
See, I'm a fan of Kirk, Spock. I have a cousin that recorded every single episode of the original Star Trek series.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one. You had the VHS tapes that we would watch all the time. And, you know, I just gave up on the second generation. I thought Captain Picard was a good-looking man, but I didn't watch the series.
I thought it was great, and I thought it was well done, and in fact, it's on the BBC channel now. You can almost any day you can watch the Next Generation on the BBC channel and get your dose of Captain Picard.
Engage.
So, who are you, Team Kirk or are you Team Picard? Did you like the original? Did you like the follow-on Next Generation, or maybe one of the other iterations? There was Deep Space Nine, and there were all these others. And I'm very excited, actually, that CBS is going
to
bring it back on TV. By the way, speaking of the Captain Kirk, I like the new Captain Kirk a lot in the movies.
Movie, right.
Yeah, Christopher Pine.
A big fan of Christopher Pine.
Yeah, that's a really great friend. And they've been true to the original,
right.
But they've updated it a little bit. It's a little slicker. It's a little more polished. I really like that a lot.
And I forgot the young man's name that plays Spock.
Quinto, I think it
is.
Yeah,
Zachary.
Quinto.
Yes, I like him a lot,
He's
too.
Very good. All right, to the phone lines we go. Bob and Fredericksburg start us off. You're on with Brian and Cheryl Lynn this morning. Are you Team Kirk or are you Team Picard?
Hey, good morning, folks. Good morning. Absolutely Team Kirk.
All right.
I watched the first episode ever on the floor with my best friend. There's Grandma's house. Fantastic program. It's all good. You know, it talks about our humanity and how we can overcome, you know, all these social issues that we have. And it's a good hope for the future. That was Roddenberry's point of making it.
But yeah.
I like all the other stuff, too.
I'm with you. I mean, I love The Next Generation, but I'll still watch an original series if I stumble across it on TV. How about you, Billy in Fairfax? Are you Team Kirk? Are you Team Picard?
Oh, absolutely. You look at Kirk, and you look at introduced cell phones, interracial relationships with green women. Kirk was the man, but I will say this, to your point, the new movies, they really took a young, fresh aspect to the way they went to directing these movies, and they've done a tremendous job in bringing that back, in circulation. But absolutely, you had to use your brain with the old Star Treks to figure out, because they didn't have the technology to make, you know, the special effects, but it's an amazing show. There's so many things there that I think you can look at today's times at, you know, from Uhura and I can't forget the Helmsman's name there. But
Sulu.
The Asian guy. Sulu, yeah, sorry. But, I mean, there was so much Scotsman. I mean, you had so many things playing there.
And the characters were so well-defined. And, you know, Bones and Scotty and Sulu and Uhura. By the way, here's a perfect example of what you were talking about, new technology that was originally envisioned in Star Trek. Yesterday, they came out with this thing, and when they revealed the iPhone 7, they're going to have these things called AirPods. And AirPods are wireless devices that go into your ear. And if you look at the picture of them, it looks like the communication device, a smaller version of the communication device that Lieutenant Uhura had in her ear all the time when she was on the bridge of the USS Enterprise. I mean, again, and the whole iPhone thing. I mean, really, the communicators and there they are. And, Kirk to Enterprise.
They were way ahead of their time.
And what technology? Here's another question for you while we're going to take a break here and go to commercials. Here's another question.
of all the Star Trek technology, what is what you think the coolest and you wish you had today? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. It is time now at 5:15 for WML traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Jamie, are you Team Kirk or are you Team Picard?
A captain of a ship, no matter his rank, must follow the book. Let's go with quotes from the captain. Let's do it.
All right.
Oh, Captain Kirk. All right, here we go. 270 southbound. Great time to go out of Frederick and down through to the Beltway. It's good. Around the Beltway, Maryland, no problems. Virginia, 66. Greenway Toll Road out of Leesburg, Route 7 in good shape. And Metro Rail checking in. Currently with just SafeTrack Surge number 8 in effect, and that goes through the 11th. Blue lines are continuously single tracking between Franconia, Springfield, and Van Dorn Street. And of course, we have the weekend closures, but right now, the rest of Metro Rail off to a good start. We like that. Let's get you inside the Beltway on 395 over the 14th Street Bridge, each direction on the freeway with lanes reported open, and I'm looking at a nice quiet ride right there right now. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, it's going to be a possible shower this afternoon, a high of 97. Tonight, warm and humid, and a low of 78. Tomorrow, a 40% chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms, 94. And then looking towards Saturday and Sunday, Saturday somewhere around 98 degrees, mostly sunny. Sunday, temperatures will be a bit cooler in the mid-80s. A lot of sun and clouds mixed. I call that clear to partly cloudy. Currently, in the nation's capital, it's 76 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Uplift your mood with Dunkin's medium macchiatos and lattes for $1.99 from noon to 6 p.m. They're a perfect afternoon pick-me-up. Now available in delicious pumpkin. America runs on Dunkin'. Plus applicable taxes. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
All right, so we're asking the question on this, the 50th anniversary of Star Trek. Are you somebody who liked the original series with Captain Kirk and Bones and Scotty and Uhura and Chekhov? Or did you like the follow-on, which was The Next Generation with Jean-Luc Picard? So which is it? To the phone lines we go. Al in Silver Spring, you're on with Brian and Cheryl Lynn this morning. Good morning, Al.
Well, good morning. You know, I think it also has to do with what time period you were brought up in. I mean, I saw the first one live, so the social issues that it was addressing resonate more with me. But I'm definitely a Kirk person. But my second one, believe it or not, is Deep Space Nine, Captain Sisko.
Yeah,
I think he did a real good job with that. And as far as the technology, replicators.
Replicators. Replicators, yeah. Wouldn't it be great to push a button and have your dinner go, beep, there it is, you know, have a nice drink.
Right? Yeah. Your favorite dinner.
Earl Grey, hot, you know, and just there it is. I mean, how wonderful that'd be. I'll tell you the one I want. I want to be able to beam around.
That's pretty cool.
I want to be beamed from, you know, so, you know, you don't have to, you know, get on a plane.
Right.
Just beam me to Florida or beam me, you know, to the mountains and then beam me back in time for work the next morning.
That's right.
Wouldn't that be the most remarkable thing, just to be...
Scotty, we're running out of time.
Captain, I'm working as fast as I can.
Aye, Captain, I'm giving her all she's got, but she won't hold together much longer. Cody in Winchester, you're on with Brian and Cheryl Lynn this morning. Which is it that you liked?
Well, guys, I have to say, I'm only 23.
Yeah.
When I was growing up, it was reruns of The Next Generation on TV, so that's what I grew up watching. And then as I got older, I went back and watched the original series, and I have to say, I actually like it more.
Yeah. Now, are you excited about the prospect of this new one on CBS that's going to come out, I think, sometime next year?
I love anything Star Trek that's not Voyager.
Now, so. have you ever, like, you know, put on, like, a uniform or you know, and gone to one of those?
No, I haven't quite gone as far as, like, the cosplaying kind of thing. That's
cosplaying.
A little too dorky for me, but...
Yeah, okay, good. Listen, you know, I have a warm personal relationship with William Shatner on the internet.
Oh, that's great.
Isn't that something? I had a Twitter conversation with him once, and we exchanged comments back and forth, And I don't know why. He reached out to me for some reason. And we had a, it went back and forth for about, oh, about 10 or 15 minutes. We were talking back and forth until Janice Dean, the weather machine, got in the middle of it and glommed away my interview with William Shatner, something I have never forgiven her for. Kay in Stafford, you're on with Brian and Cheryl Lynn. Which is it, Next Generation, or did you like the original series, or did you have another one that you particularly liked?
Good morning. I loved all of them, or the two that you're talking about. But I really liked Next Generation because I think the technology was what made it. And the supporting cast, the doctor and the counselor and everybody who doesn't love Worf. So that was my favorite.
Yeah, hold on. And I want to explore that. So, I mean, beyond Captain Picard, who was, of course, the lead character, who was your favorite Next Generation character?
I probably have to say, it's hard to pick one. It really is.
I'll tell you who it was. Mine.
Riker was great.
Riker's good. You know. Number
and,
one?
I liked Worf. I liked Troy. They were all... It's hard to pick a favorite.
Well, I'll tell you who I thought was the best actor of the bunch. Brent Spiner, who played Data. What do you think, Kay?
He was great, too.
Yeah, listen, I...
And as far as the technology, the medical technology, you know, just to be everybody... Very few people died, you know, and the doctor was able to save just about everybody, so I think that would be great.
Yeah, I listen. Of the doctors, let me ask you this question. Bones or Beverly Crusher?
I like Beverly. She was just so deep. Bones was funny, but I'm a Beverly fan.
I'm a doctor, damn it, not a bricklayer. Wasn't that one of the great lines from Bones? All right, so what do you think about it? Do you have some thoughts on this, the 50th anniversary of Star Trek? And what is that piece of technology that you saw in Star Trek that we don't already have? I mean, so many things that we saw in the original version of Star Trek, we now have. The flip phones are like the communication device. Remember the little chips that they used to bring in? Here, Captain, here's your report. And they would hand them a little chip. Well, isn't that a lot
like a
flash drive?
A flash drive.
Exactly.
Right.
I mean, you could pack all that information onto this one little chip and then stick it in. And so we've had a lot of things that we now, in fact, if you talk to the people at NASA, they will tell you that many of them were inspired to get into the space program because of their appreciation for Star Trek and what they saw there and the dreams that put in their mind about actually being involved in the exploration of space, the final frontier. It is now 5:22 on WMAL.
Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
Depression. It defined who I was for so long. I couldn't focus at work, I had difficulty sustaining relationships, and I struggled with the side effects from my prescription medications.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
It's a non-drug therapy and it's completely non-invasive. I can go by myself and drive myself home. TMS therapy changed my life. And now, over a year after my remission, I'm feeling great. I don't know why I waited for so long.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now.
Now accepting most insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
Coming to the Event Center at Hollywood Casino. Legendary acts like Buddy Guy, Chris D'Elia, Tony Braxton, and Jay Leno. The biggest names in entertainment always find a way back to Hollywood. Visit Ticketmaster.com today. Only at Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
It is now 525 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the KOD Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, around the region, not so bad. 95, just a little bit of volume starts to form, leaving Stafford and again into Woodbridge. 66, though, it's a stalled car, stalling your early ride if you're coming in from Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. East on 66, after you pass 50, before 123, it's that left lane with the broken down car. All right, you need to get that out of there before it's a mess. 270, southbound, leaving Frederick down toward the Monocacy, just to hit the brakes a bit, and again, toward Route 80, Urbana. Beltway looks good. Top side, no problems to the Wilson Bridge and Greenbelt. Baltimore-Washington Parkway moves well through Laurel and inside the Beltway. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The run of summertime heat continuing now. The 90-plus days continuing. 97, not a record, though. Stray shower, stray thunderstorm today on a west breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is now 76 degrees, 526 on WMAL. You know, as long as we have the Star Trek fight music, it'd be a good time to talk about another fight that's going on, and that's our political fight. And these two candidates are duking it out. And here's the thing that I think is pretty interesting. Right now, if you look nationwide at the Real Clear Politics average of polls, we had Tom Bevin on yesterday, and after he was on, there were a couple more polls that came out that suggest that this is getting really, really tight. I mean, right now, the Clinton Trump face-off, they're separated only by 2 points.
Right.
2 points in the last couple of polls. And that suggests that this thing is really tightening up. And what's amazing about this, Cheryl Lynn, is that Donald Trump has spent practically no money on advertising. And as it's been described in some other of the reporting out there, that Hillary Clinton is burying Donald Trump in ads in the battleground states. And yet, when you look at the numbers, it's still a race that could go either way.
And it's not that she's outspending him by just a few million. We're talking there's a gap of almost $50 million mm-hmm. between what the Clinton campaign is spending versus what the Trump campaign is spending. And if you look at those numbers in the battleground states, really, it's not. I mean, the numbers are, it's getting pretty tight, Brian.
It is. And it does appear that the Libertarian and the Green Party candidates are taking more from Hillary Clinton than they are from
Absolutely.
Donald Trump, which I think is very interesting. It is now 528 on WMAL.
Will Rogers tells us the best time to think about retirement is before your boss does. Unfortunately, conventional financial services is not delivering the income or the wealth that most people need to feel confident about themselves or their future. My name is Chris Kumi. Join me this week on the Do-It-Yourself Investor Show as we discuss how to protect what you have in the financial markets, how to position what you have away from the U.S. stock market, and how to profit as a do-it-yourself investor. To learn how to become a do-it-yourself investor, attend a free Investor Foundations class at your local online trading academy learning center. Call 877-304-8723. That's 877-304-TRADE. Or you can register online at freeotaclass.com. That's freeotaclass.com. Call now to claim your seat in your Investor Foundations class.
Listen to Do-It-Yourself Investing Saturday and Sunday at 3 here on WMAL.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
FBI Director Jim Comey has sent a letter to the rank and file at the FBI. Apparently, he's coming under a lot of internal criticism for his decision in the Hillary server matter. We'll tell you about that and talk about what the takeaway is from that coming up right after the news. It is now 5:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. We got a preview of sorts of the first presidential debate last night as Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump appeared separately at a national security forum on NBC.
Do you know more about ISIS than they do?
I think under the leadership of Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, the generals have been reduced to rubble.
I think that the decision to go to war in Iraq was a mistake. We must learn what led us down that path.
Meanwhile, President Obama is holding another news conference in Laos at this hour.
This will be the second big press conference in 2 days. So the last one was about pressing world events and foreign policy. This one, especially given all that was said last night, he is likely to get question after question on what's going on in the United States.
Correspondent Michelle Kosinski. Metro's SafeTrack program is all about correcting safety problems identified by the Federal Transit Administration, but now the FTA is concerned that even SafeTrack isn't being done effectively and some problems are being missed. The Washington Post obtained 30 preliminary FTA reports indicating a level of concern about the first three SafeTrack surges. The Montgomery County Fire Department has responded 18 times in the last month to reports of people smelling natural gas at the Silver Spring apartment complex, where a gas explosion a month ago killed 7 people. A fire department spokesman says only one of those 18 reports turned out to be an actual gas leak, and it was quickly repaired. A couple has been detained near Paris in an investigation into 7 gas canisters found in an abandoned car next to Notre Dame Cathedral. Another couple suspected of links to radical Islam was detained on Tuesday. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,526, the Nasdaq at 5,284. Sports, the Nats win, but Steven Strasburg leaves the game with another injury. Details could come later today. The O's failed to complete the sweep, losing to Tampa Bay, and WNBA, the Mystics win. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
All right, folks, there's only 2 weeks left to get a free month supply of Genucel with your order today. They're giving away a free month supply of Genucel if you call right now. It's Larry O'Connor, and you have heard me rave about Genucel. They use plant stem cell therapy in Genucel to solve the problem of puffiness around your eyes and the eye bags. You know, the eye bags and puffiness that make you look older and more tired than you are, you got to get rid of them. And with its immediate effects, you're going to see results in 12 hours guaranteed or your money back. Patricia in Newport Beach wrote in and said, I've been using this product for over a year now and I love it. I never go without having another tube on hand. It's amazing. If you call now, you'll also be the first in the world to try the brand new fourth generation Esotique XV Collagen Builder even before its official launch. This stuff is going to blow your mind and it's absolutely free with your order of Genucel today. Call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. Once the sale is gone, it's gone. Call now. Shipping is also free. Call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720.
Who can make your house right and keep it nice and tight? The Windowman can.
Are you considering replacement windows by Pella or renewal by Anderson? Stop. Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity, is made of 100% Altrex fiberglass and will never rot, warp, bend, or bow. TheWindowMan.com dares you to compare this industry leader to any other window on the market. Once you do, you'll see just how superior Marvin's Altrex fiberglass window truly is. The Infinity offers the classic traditional look of wood, 8 times the strength of vinyl, and more natural light with larger glass space and smaller profiles. And through September, you will receive a $500 discount on Marvin Infinity window orders. Schedule your free estimate by calling 703-978-9888. 703-978-9888. The Window Man. No games, no gimmicks. They educate, you decide.
The Window.
See us for saving details.
Depression. It defined who I was for so long. I couldn't focus at work. I had difficulty sustaining relationships, and I struggled with the side effects from my prescription medications.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA-indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
It's a non-drug therapy, and it's completely non-invasive. I can go by myself and drive myself home. TMS therapy changed my life. And now, over a year after my remission, I'm feeling great. I don't know why I waited for so long.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Now accepting most insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
535 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First to the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
66, we're bunched up. Fairfax problem. Broken down car. Eastbound 66 before you get to 123. It's before the Beltway. Stay to the right to get on by. Nobody stalled on 95, but the volume very slow leaving Stafford toward Aquia. Again into Woodbridge, seeing the stop and go to get you over the Occoquan. But really, that's the heaviest right now of 95. 395 off to a good start. Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. Heading in through town, if you're coming off of 50, the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, DC 295 with lanes reported open. 270, have you covered? Just delays as you come out of Frederick, passing the Monocacy toward Urbana and down toward Hyattstown. And now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, no rest from the heat now, as we'll continue to see the numbers go up. Hotter than yesterday today. 97, 100's the record set in 1939. Isolated showers, thunder showers in the forecast. Warm, humid night tonight, 78. Friday afternoon, showers and thunderstorms, 94. I'm meteorologist Ray Stichick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 in Manassas, 73 in Frederick, 76 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
It's 5:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Brian Wilson in the house, along with Sherilyn LeBon, filling in for Larry O'Connor. Sherilyn, good morning to you.
Good morning.
At 7:05 this morning, Susan Freescio with the Washington Examiner. At 7:35, we'll talk to Stephen Overly with the Washington Post. He's a tech reporter about the new iPhone 7. And at 8:35, Jake Tapper from CNN. We have so much to share with you this morning, including this next story about the FBI director, who apparently has a burr under his saddle about some of the criticism he's been receiving since he decided to not recommend prosecution of Hillary Clinton over that email server matter. Let me just sort of, excuse me, I'm sorry. Let me sort of just bring you up to date. As you know, if you listen to this show on a regular basis, Joe DeGeneva, who is a legal analyst, appears on this show on a regular basis, has been just pounding on the FBI director and has been saying time and time and time again, you would not believe the things that former FBI people are saying about James Comey and this decision and the way they handled this particular case. You would not believe how much foment there is within the FBI over the way he decided to handle this case. And apparently that would be true, and we know that because the FBI director sent a very long and very defensive memo to members of the FBI, to FBI employees, system-wide, to talk about, you know, how we have tried to be transparent, we tried to do the right thing, and then he kind of closes it out with this. At the end of the day, Comey says, the case was not a cliffhanger despite all the chest beating by people no longer in government. There really wasn't a prosecutable case. The hard part was whether to offer unprecedented transparency about our thinking. He goes on to say, I explained to our alums, he's been meeting with alumni of the FBI around the country to try to quell this, I explained to our alums that I'm okay if folks have a different view of the investigation, parenthetically adding, although I struggle to see how they could actually have that, especially when they didn't do the investigation.
Right.
A little snippy, isn't it? Or about the wisdom of announcing, as we did, and again in parentheses, although with hindsight I think it was the best course, that I have no patience for suggestions that we conducted ourselves as anything but what we are, honest, competent, and independent. Those suggesting we are political or part of some fix either don't know us or they are full of baloney, and maybe some of both.
I thought, Brian, the whole tone was not only defensive, but a bit cheeky, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he says, through public statements, testimony, in parentheses, 4 hours and 40 minutes without stopping, but who's counting?
Yeah,
and
he's very defensive.
Right.
It's very edgy. He's very defensive. He's trying to make the case to the rank and file of the FBI that...
To justify what he's done.
That's
and
right.
To justify why he sent it out in the afternoon on a Friday before a holiday weekend.
I think that Catherine Herridge over at Fox News got the right take on all this, because a lot of people are focusing on what he said, but there's sort of, when you step back from a moment, there is a more important revelation to be noticed.
What's really key here is the FBI director is defending his decision not to recommend criminal charges in the Clinton probe. He said it was really not a cliffhanger at all to these agents. The second, he's defending the release of the FBI file on a Friday before the holiday weekend. And you and I know that that's the preferred slot for bad news. He said it was just ready at that point. I think the big takeaway here is that there is internal dissent within the FBI about Comey's decision, and he's trying to quell that the best way that he can.
That's right.
The
big takeaway is that he's obviously trying to quell dissent within the FBI.
He's getting a lot of pushback from the couriers.
About this matter of releasing the latest batch of documents on the Friday before a three-day Labor Day weekend, Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, has been very critical of the FBI for doing that, told a radio show.
I can't believe that they would do what is such a patently political move. It makes them look like political operators versus law enforcement officers. So I just, the fact that they chose the Friday before Labor Day to put all this out there, it mystifies me as to why they thought that that was a smart thing to do.
Well, he responded to that in his note. He said, "We don't play games. We released it on a Friday." He said, "You know, I knew I was going to get grief for that. Because it was the Friday before a three-day weekend.
But he did it anyway.
But it was when it was ready and we wanted to put it out." Listen, I'm telling you, that smacks to me. That was the one thing that said to me, this is a political action on the part of the FBI. It was buried. It was released on a time when it would be buried and most people would not be paying attention to the news out on their last three-day weekend before the summer ends and kids go back to school. And that said to me, that was, as I agree with Speaker Ryan, a patently political move.
But, Brian, you remember when you were up on Capitol Hill, again, this is what they did during her husband's administration for 8 years. Always, Friday afternoon, something big came out, and they buried it over the weekend. I mean, this is a pattern of behavior.
It seems to me that he's very defensive, and he's, as they say, the man doth protest too much, to quote Shakespeare, paraphrase Shakespeare.
And then he ends his memo with, "I will try not to bother you with this any longer." That just sounded very petty and, frankly, almost childish.
Well, look, as I said here on this program yesterday, I know a lot of people who worked with James Comey and who think very highly of James Comey. And I got to tell you, even some of them are now coming back to me and say,
"This is not his best work."
This is not his best work. And I just point out the fact that he says, "It wasn't a prosecutable case." There are many veteran prosecutors who have looked at the same evidence that has been presented publicly and have come to the conclusion this was a slam dunk case. And so with all due respect to the director of the FBI, I believe that it is entirely possible that you could have gotten a conviction out of this.
Absolutely.
It is now 5:43.
Chris Plant here. For more than 40 years, local residents have trusted Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. for their garage door repair needs. They are the industry leader in garage door sales and service. When you need garage door repair, visit garagedoorrepair.com.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by Geico Military.
Yesterday, Defense Secretary Ash Carter addressed an audience at Oxford University's Blavatnik School of Government in Oxford, England. The secretary recalled decades of partnership by the U.S. and U.K. militaries and service members, and that will continue to stand together in the face of aggression by Russia and barbarism by the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant. You can find the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit geico.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. For years, I've been advertising 50% off the price of all new roofs. I used to think we needed to shout a special offer to get us in the door, but I'm done shouting. It's not just about price. Our price will always be competitive. It's also about quality. And New Look is a proven quality leader. 94% of our customers say they'd hire us again for our professionalism, our top quality materials, and our outstanding customer service. Plus, all of our installers are master technicians and Owens Corning certified. We may be the 27th largest home improvement company in America, but we still maintain our small business values. We sit down one-on-one and build your roof with you at your table. Get more than a price estimate. Get a quality commitment. Call New Look Home Design at 1-800-279-5300. Again, that's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com.
It is 5:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66, if you're stuck in the backups approaching Fairfax County Parkway and Route 50, the better news is up ahead, the stalled car that caused those problems cleared. So all your lanes have been reopened near 123, so then you're better to go up through to the Beltway. Beltway through Annandale, Tyson's, no problems to the Legion Bridge, Inner Loop side. Outer Loop had a brief delay approaching the toll road. Crews were just looking in that stretch to see if there was some debris along the way. Crossing the Woodrow Wilson Bridge in good shape. DC 295 just seeing some of that volume southbound getting you past East Capitol Street. 50 out of Annapolis and Bowie, good. No problems to report Maryland 95 between the Baltimore Beltway and our Beltway. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, no rest from the heat now as we'll continue to see the numbers go up. Hotter than yesterday today. 97, 100's the record set in 1939. Isolated showers, thunder showers in the forecast. Warm, humid night tonight, 78. Friday afternoon showers and thunderstorms, 94. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from a Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 76. Traffic and weather brought to you by Rivet Radio.
Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire.
All right, so here's one for the ages. This makes me laugh so much. Jason Chaffetz, chairman of the House Oversight Committee, has done an interview in which he says that Hillary Clinton, you know, we talked yesterday about how she had 13 different Blackberries. Yeah, 13 devices, and she lost a bunch of them, and they always had to replace them. And she loved the Blackberry. She could not, we were told, figure out how to send email on a computer in her office. And that's why she wanted to have the Blackberry. She was wedded to this Blackberry. It was the device she understood. Well, we have no idea just how rigid this was with Hillary Clinton until Jason Chaffetz reveals that when she lost her Blackberry, are you ready? She would go out and have her staff find a replacement Blackberry on eBay. Now, why did she not just go down and get a new one? She didn't like the new ones. She liked the old ones. She liked the one that she had. So you know, she figured out how to use this one little device, and she didn't want to learn anything new. Right. She didn't want anything, you know, a new BlackBerry with a different kind of keyboard or a different kind of technology. She didn't want to upgrade. She wanted that old device. And they literally were buying the most antiquated BlackBerries they could find that even BlackBerry did not support technically anymore because that's what she felt comfortable with, which meant that it had the very least encryption. It had the least security.
Updates.
Yeah, updates. None of that was. It wasn't even being updated anymore because it was that
old version.
That's right. That's what she was using as she traveled around the world, sending emails across her private server on a BlackBerry with no security updates.
So I mean, our listeners have to think about this. Mm-hmm. You have the Secretary of State, mm-hmm. everyone surrounding her, her circle of aides, everyone else, every other State Department employee, they have a government-issued device. And the Secretary of State says, but I don't want them. I'm going to buy the old ones off eBay.
That's right.
Because I'm special.
Unbelievable stuff here. And here's a little bit of Chaffetz talking about this, her decision to use blackberries that she purchased off of eBay.
Part of what, and I don't want to get into this too much, but part of what was happening with the Secretary of State is she was acquiring technology that wasn't even supported by BlackBerry. You couldn't buy it. She was actually buying this stuff off of eBay because somebody was selling their old machine. That's what she liked, so she did it.
And what this speaks to me of, Sherilyn, set the technology and the security concerns aside for just a moment. It speaks to me of a woman who is so rigid that she will not accept anything new. I mean, one imagines that she goes home at the end of a long day and cooks herself a TV dinner because she doesn't like that newfangled microwave device. Right. You know, we can't have that. And then she pops in a VHS to watch an old episode
of
Star Trek or Gunsmoke or something, you know, from the 60s, because I don't like those newfangled shows.
And then she gets in a car,
she hands the driver, because she doesn't drive.
Because she hasn't driven since 1996.
Hands the driver her favorite 8-track tape. I mean, come on.
And this person is running for president in 2016, who bought old BlackBerries off of eBay. I mean, you can't make this up. You can't make it up.
Mm-mm. No, I want a president who at least embraces new technology and new ideas. I don't want somebody who is so rigid in her outlook on life that she passionately clings to old technology simply because, well, it's what I know.
Right.
I mean, literally, when I read that email from I think it was Huma Abedin, which talks about how she didn't know how to use a computer, that's astonishing to me that a person who wants to be the president of the United States is not smart enough to figure out how to send email.
But she was using these old BlackBerries.
That's right. She got that BlackBerry figured out. By gosh. It is time for El Rushbo 551.
Well, now we know. After the Obama regime paid Iran a $400 million cash ransom for the release of American prisoners, there was a second payment. This week we learned an additional $1.3 billion was paid to Iran, also in cash, but not in American dollars. Like the first ransom payment, it was converted into euros and other currencies by Swiss and Dutch central banks. So in other words, it was laundered and flown to Iran in secret and transferred to an Iranian cargo plane. Now, the regime has given its partner, Iran, everything they wanted. The nuke deal Obama negotiated allows Iran to build nuclear weapons after Obama leaves office. There were secret side deals allowing Iran to upgrade their nuclear technology as well. So Iran got $1.5 billion in cash. We, on the other hand, got our own people back, American prisoners, after we paid the ransom. In January, Iran held members of the U.S. Navy hostage at gunpoint, forced them to reveal their capabilities of their ship. Iran violated international law by releasing film of the hostages while captive. Just this week, 7 Iranian attack boats swarmed and harassed a U.S. ship on patrol in the Persian Gulf, forcing it to retreat. Russia, China, Iran, world leaders everywhere are disrespecting us. It's the price of weakness. And let me tell you, it's not who we are. Americans have had their fill of it.
General all-round good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson, candidate for President of the United States, and I approve this message.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. I'll be on the ballot for president in 2016. To America's millennials, I say this. By not standing up and voting two-party corruption out of office years ago, people my age have made a real mess of things for people your age. Now, we may never agree on all the small things, but let's agree on the big thing. Both parties have blown it. A vote for Clinton or Trump ensures us 4 more years of increasingly horrible things. Since two-party Washington has stopped representing us, let's stop electing them. As your president, I'll put your priorities before my own. I won't relent. I won't sell out, and I'll never lose sight of any commitment I make to you. Give me your vote one time, and I'll prove it to you. You in?
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Hey, Larry O'Connor here, and my friends and realtors, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams, are just killing it and getting their sellers top dollar for their homes. They just sold John and Annette's home in just 26 days. And you know what's really amazing is their home was previously on the market with some other realtor for over 6 months, and it didn't sell. Then in comes Sarah and Debbie. They got their home sold fast. The realtor you hire matters. Selecting the wrong agent can cost you thousands. Debbie and Sarah's proven system produces results, and it's getting homes sold fast and for top dollar. They'll even show you a list of actual buyers who are ready to buy a home matching your home's criteria right now. Call the Reynolds team, 844-344-SOLD, 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com, and start packing. I mean, start packing today.
It is 5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia on Interstate 95 northbound as you head through Springfield before you get to 644. Looking at the left lane blocked right now with the incident. In fact, the VDOT crews are putting cones out blocking that left lane. Stay to the right to get by. Again, northbound 95 prior to the Beltway. So I'm looking at those tie-ups just north of the Occoquan to get by the incident. If you're continuing up onto the Beltway, either loop, either to the Wilson Bridge or into Tyson's, A-OK. No problems if you're heading on to 395. Just brief delays right now at the 14th Street Bridge. 66 improving, heading past 50, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks toward 123. That broken down out of there. 270 out of Frederick. Down through Urbana and 109. Stop and go. If you're joining on, say, from Clarksburg on down to Gaithersburg and Rockville, currently lanes open. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Record set in 1939 of 100 degrees. Maybe threatened today. I don't think we're going to get there, though. A mix of cloud, sunshine, a passing shower, maybe a thunderstorm in 97. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 76 degrees at 5:56.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
Hey, stop what you're doing and listen to this. It's Brian Wilson, and if you've been wanting new windows, now is the time to buy. Thompson Creek Window Company is the one company that does it all. They design, build, and install each window, custom-made just for your home and our unique climate. The best part is that there are no middlemen, eliminating unnecessary headaches and expenses. And right now, Thompson Creek is offering the lowest prices of the season. Buy three windows and get one free. You have the chance right now to save some money on the cost of new windows and your utility bills year-round. Plus, increase the value of your home. This is a no-brainer. I'm telling you, pick up the phone right now and call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK to get Thompson Creek's lowest prices of the season. Buy three windows, get one free. Visit thompsoncreek.com for details. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. And make sure to tell them that Brian Wilson sent you.
Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
Listen Sunday at 1 p.m. for the Underwriter's Corner here on Washington's Mall, WMAL. Bill Parisi, host of the Underwriter's Corner, has been an underwriter at First Preference Mortgage for more than 20 years. Listen as Bill shares his years of experience and expertise, answering questions about refinancing and about purchasing a home. During the program, First Preference Mortgage will have loan officers available to assist you. These officers are real experts, standing by to offer friendly advice. And really, when was the last time you were able to get a real person on the phone to talk about your mortgage? The professionals at First Preference Mortgage have a wide variety of programs available for financing and obtaining a mortgage. Find out which one's right for you, or even how you can borrow extra money to do repairs and renovations before you move into a new home. The loan officers from First Preference will be available to answer your questions Sunday at 1 p.m. So listen for the Underwriter's Corner with your host, Bill Parisi, here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
For those of you that haven't met me, my name is Marcus Lemonis. My job is to go in and work with businesses that are either on the verge of something really great or that aren't doing so well. The reason that I'm here is to take a good business and make it really good. We made a deal for me to invest $350,000.
$500,000.
$750,000. There is no question that I'm 100% in charge.
The Profit premiere episodes, Tuesdays, 10 Eastern, CNBC. Get yours.
Coming up on WMAL, we're going to be talking about the military forum last night. Trump and Hillary Clinton on the same stage, not together, but on the same stage. Who do you think will be the better commander-in-chief? We'll take your calls, 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. It is now 6 o'clock and time for some news.
WMAL-FM would